This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, November 7th. Cattle markets yesterday finding a reprieve from the big washout on Monday, where we saw the markets under a great deal of pressure, taking out key support levels in the live cattle and in feeders, just extending the sell-off that we've seen over the last few weeks. Did a lot of damage to the charts on Monday, but yesterday the markets were basically just a quiet inside day, trading both sides of unchanged. So while we got a little bit of a bounce toward the end of the day on Monday, we didn't close in the complete seller. Yesterday didn't really offer that much direction. Certainly, obviously, no follow-through, but not much bargain hunting going on either. Cash trade actually has been fairly early to develop this week. We did see some yesterday at around 113 on the Fed trade, which is probably about steady with the middle of the range last week. There was a fairly wide range from anywhere from 112 to 116 by the end of the week. So 113 kind of falls within that range. Dress trade last week seems to have settled right around 180. We did see some light numbers traded there too, right at 180. Box beef values yesterday were a bit higher. Choice up 17 cents at 219. Select was up 231 at 205. The spread is sitting at 1410, movement 127 loads. Average slaughter weights, dress weights around 827 pounds. That's down 4 from the previous week, and that's down 2 from a year ago. So year to date, federally inspected slaughter is running 2.5% above a year ago. Cow slaughter is up 7.2%, and total beef production is up 2.7%. So all of these are big numbers. Record numbers on feed, record beef production, and yet the market held together quite well until early October. Then it started to kind of roll over. We're still seeing good demand for the rib, which is leading the box beef higher. That is typical this time of year, but it started quite a bit earlier than normal. Optimism about the economy, especially heading into the holiday season, has the beef market well supported. And again, box beef values continue to push their way higher. Packers have done a good job of keeping supplies relatively tight despite record beef production. So clearly, domestic demand has absorbed a great deal of this extra beef production. We've seen kind of surges in the export market, but generally speaking, that has backed off just a bit over the last few weeks. So there is some concern there. There's some concern that the strong dollar is going to choke off some beef demand, export demand. There's also concern about long-term agreements being forged with China and Australia and Argentina buying beef. So of course, you know, the Chinese market is a huge disappointment to the U.S. because we just reopened that market right before the tariffs hit. So while I think some of that U.S. beef is still flowing to China through Hong Kong, clearly they're, you know, China's looking for other avenues, and they're going to find it. There's plenty of beef producers around the world. When you look at Australia, they've been mired in drought for the last year and a half. They're going to have to start liquidating herds. That's going to push a lot of beef onto the world pipeline. Much of that clearly will flow to China, but it's still going to press world prices. And I think those are some of the outlier things that are starting to chip away at the bullishness of the cattle complex. So, you know, seasonally, we would be peaking in early November for feeder cattle. Well, that clearly isn't happening. If anything, you might be getting a little bit of a low, but I don't think you're going to be able to come back up and test those early October highs. In live cattle, generally, we would be peaking in early December, coinciding with the bulk of beef product, well, beef demand from the packers and the retailers in preparation for Christmas. So, you know, that still could happen, but again, a lot of damage was done to the charts on Monday. So I think the agreement that China made with these other countries was part of the pressure on Monday. We haven't heard a lot of explanation other than that, but seasonally, the markets rolling over a little early this year. And for feeders, some of the problem has been just the difficulty in getting winter wheat established in the southern plains. Usually there's pretty good demand for lighter weight grass calves for winter wheat grazing through the winter, but it was so muddy, producers either A, couldn't even get the wheat planted, or the pastures are just not in condition to put animals on them. Feedlots too got stressed with the weather, and that delayed some of the outflow from feedlots, and it, I think, slowed down the demand for calves to place. So even though we're looking at a fairly tight supply of calves coming into the fall because of some, well, early placements, number one, but also huge spring storms that killed a lot of calves. It really didn't have that much of an impact in the market because demand just kind of dropped and dried up here for late fall placements, whether it was feedlots or on pasture. So unfortunately, that is how it kind of panned out. And again, you know, we obviously still could have some rallies, and I think would be led by live cattle, but the feeder cattle, they look pretty tough. I just don't see that kind of demand showing up now at this point. It's too late to get the winter wheat established if they haven't, obviously, if they haven't got it planted yet. So they're not going to be putting calves on that to graze. So cattle markets look like they have peaked. It looked like we're confirming that high from early October. So we're going to get a little more aggressive here, stepping up to get some hedges on rallies. Live cattle, I think, still have a pretty good shot. They're giving some nice bumps to the upside. But the feeder cattle, I think at best you'll test some of those summer highs, but I really doubt that you're going to be able to come back up and test the highs that were put in late September, early October. So that wraps it up for the cattle commentary. If you have any questions, you can call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.